This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got Melissa Stillman on the line from Wycliffe USA. We're going to go behind the scenes of their gift catalog. We talk about that every November, December, around Christmas season, and we're going to go behind the scenes today because the planning actually starts around this time of year. Melissa, I was surprised to learn that when we talked last winter. Can you tell me a little bit more? Like, why do you start planning in the summer?
Thanks so much, Katie, for having me on today to talk more about behind the scenes for the making of the Wycliffe gift catalog. We are always so delighted to have MNN feature it in the fall when it's available, but it's great to be able to talk about the process of making the catalog. It does start really early. We put out the catalog, Lord willing, every year in October, and people use that mostly at year end, although people can give to it all year long. But about the time that we're able to look and see how did the catalog do, how was it received, it's time to start planning again. So it's about a 6-month process. We actually started this year for the 2020 catalog working in April. So we're already, you know, almost 2 months into this process, and it is covered in prayer. We really couldn't produce this product without prayer because we start at a high level with 200 project possibilities to get it down to the piece that features 25 to 30 giving opportunities. So we really need to bathe each step of the process in prayer. And the way that we start is that we identify the team that's going to work on writing the catalog, and then we pray together, and we split up our initial research of that bigger project list into categories. So the categories might be something like translation projects, training projects, projects that benefit children, audiovisual projects with partners like the Jesus Film Project, and things where scriptures are being introduced to the community for the very first time. So when we started that, it was late April, and here in Orlando, it was really rainy. It's been really rainy this season for us, and to get myself in the mood of the Christmas season, I went ahead and made a cup of peppermint mocha coffee. I put on some Christmas music. I put like a little fireplace video on in the corner of my screen while I was looking at spreadsheets and doing some research. So from there, once we have an initial selection of projects to work with, it's reviewed by another team, and they just verify timelines, funding needs, and the ability to safely share project details to see which of the ones that we've pulled out would really be good candidates to make the cut for the catalog. And again, we want to do this really prayerfully. So we want the Holy Spirit to guide us as to which projects make it through both rounds of examination, if you will. And then once we've selected projects, we do deeper research and drafting. This is when our themes begin to emerge and we begin to see what God has in store for this year's catalog. One thing our team likes to do is to pray a verse over the catalog each week. So some of the ones we've identified would be Psalm 1:3. And we were thinking about the way that scripture says that we're like trees planted along a riverbank bearing fruit in season, and that God can provide everything we need for this project, the gift catalog and our team, but also everything that's needed to move Bible translation forward. We were also praying 2 Thessalonians 3:5, that the Lord would direct our hearts to the love of God and the steadfastness of Christ. And we want to do that as a team, but we want that for our donors and the communities who receive God's word.
And I'm sorry to interrupt, but I have a follow-up question. You know, and thank you for the great explanation, because it's helping me, and I know it'll help our listeners too, to just get kind of into your world and see how things come together. But my question for you is about COVID, COVID-19, because it has changed how things work, you know, across every industry. Has it changed what you guys do in planning, how you plan the gift catalog?
Well, in a sense, It did have an impact on our team. Our team is made up of 4 people this year for the actual writing. I mean, there's a bigger team within our organization that works on the catalog, but the 4 of us that are writing, one person is in the Hill Country of Texas, and one is a volunteer serving from Minnesota. But the 2 of us that would typically be in the office, we were working from home because of COVID. And so that was a little bit different dynamic. We just took a few more Zoom calls together to get inspired, to kind of kick it off, to pray together. But we were used to working in a in-person, in-office kind of with distributed staff. So that part was pretty similar. But about COVID, really in this time when the world is changing and there's so much uncertainty, the Wycliffe USA gift catalog offers concrete ways that believers can be the hands and feet of Jesus for people facing difficult circumstances without the hope that we have in God's word. And we're just so excited to be able to present opportunities for fellow believers to give the hope found in God's word during this time.
When can we expect to see the finished product, so to say? And is there anything you can tell us about it? I know it's early yet, and you don't want to give anything away too early, but is there anything you can kind of tease us with? And when should we look for that to hit the shelf, so to say?
Yes, absolutely. Well, God willing, the gift catalog will be available in early October. And if people were wanting to go ahead and pre-order a copy, they could email us at catalog@wycliffe.org, and we'll keep lists running, and so we can make sure to have that out to them as soon as it is available. We're just as excited. We can't wait for it to be available. Yeah, so as we mentioned, we're still drafting the catalog write-ups, but the crop of projects is so interesting. God has really revealed a set of projects that have so many things going on within them. Several of them fall into several of our categories that I was mentioning. So we might have a first scripture component and a Jesus film, or they might be training and they might benefit children. And there's also a bundle of sign language projects in the catalog plans that include video scripture and scripture products for children. So really excited about those.
And I guess most importantly, how can we pray for your team throughout the rest of the process? And when will you guys start to wrap up?
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you for asking that question. We feel like prayer is such a big part of the production process and really the finished product. I mean, we hope that by seeing more about a variety of projects, that people will be able to pray in a more in-depth way about the scope of our work. But for our team, that we would just allow God to write through us, that it would be His words that are ending up on the page, and that people would really be able to connect with the Bible translation projects that are presented. We know people use this as families to give. They give these as alternative Christmas gifts to people who they care about. So we really want God to be the one to author the catalog. And every step of the way, we need to be open-handed, because up till the design is finalized and it goes to print, projects could change. And we want Him to have the freedom to do that.
Beautifully said. And that wraps up my questions. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
I think we covered most of everything that I can say right now, since it's still in production. But I just thank you for wanting to share about the catalog. It's really a labor of love for our team. You know, it's bathed in prayer from start to finish, and we really rely on the Holy Spirit to lead us in featuring projects that give the church in the United States the greatest opportunity to join God in the work of Bible translation in its many forms. So thank you so much for wanting to know more about it.